Good morning and welcome to Sports 30 Field at Mile High with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Denver Broncos are back home this weekend after being in Atlanta last week on Monday night. And this is Broncos TV on site. It's a couple hours before kick, and Gray, through the first 2 weeks, the Broncos played Pittsburgh Steelers, a perennial AFC North contending team. Everyone knows what Pittsburgh's about. Last week against Atlanta, not known for their defense, even though they made some plays on defense. Atlanta known for their offense. This Houston Texans team, they're known for what they can do on both sides of the ball. Broncos will have a challenge pretty much in every phase today.
Well, Mike Adams said this is actually the toughest challenge of the season thus far. And that's not taking anything away from the Steelers or the Falcons. It's just last year, the Texans ranked second in the league in both total defense and rush offense. And they're at it again this year. After 2 weeks, they're leading the league in defense. They're averaging almost 150 yards on the ground per game. So the Broncos know, you know, they got a great offense, they got a great defense, so both sides of the ball are definitely going to be tested today.
You said rush offense. It's not just with one premier back. It's not just Arian Foster. It's also Ben Tate, who said earlier this week on a radio show he thinks if he were on any other team, he'd be starting for them. Instead, he's coming in, spelling Arian a little bit. I think the Bronco linebacker's really going to get a good test this afternoon. Slow them down. Let's force Matt Schaub to do a little bit more.
Well, and Matt Schaub, it's not like he lacks any weapons. He's
right.
Got Owen Daniels at tight end.
Right.
He's got Andre Johnson, who Champ said when he's healthy, he's obviously one of the top wide receivers in the entire league. So, like we said, balanced attack, rush offense, pass offense, total package on defense. It's actually the third straight week the Broncos have faced a playoff team from 2011.
That's right.
Part of the second toughest strength of schedule in the league this year.
That's right. And offensively, obviously, Broncos want to eliminate the turnovers. No kidding. Here at home, you expect it will not be as loud as it was when Peyton was on the field under center last week. And he said eliminate turnovers, that's one thing, but get some momentum going. Get some drives going. Keep what you just mentioned, that running attack sitting down for Houston. Get some drives going. Really take advantage of being back here at home and defend home field.
Well, that's what Eric Decker said. He said they watched the tape. They've kind of moved on to this game, but everything they saw is correctable. You know, if they eliminate those turnovers, we'll see if they can get a rhythm going, and that's when you see more points get up on the scoreboard.
And for those of you that will be here at the game today, make sure you stay in your seats during halftime. The best receiver to ever wear a Denver uniform, Rod Smith, will be enshrined into the Ring of Fame. Rod never won to be short for words. Whatever he does say there at the podium should be entertaining. Broncos 1-1, Texans 2-0. For those of you not here in Denver, this game will be on CBS. I think broadcasted in most of the country starting at 2:25 locally Denver time. And, of course, all afternoon, all day, all pregame, during the game, postgame, DenverBroncos.com is the only place you got to go for all your coverage here for Broncos-Texans. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the game.